أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون. وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي رد أن يصدقني إني أخاف أن يكذبون. قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام making kalam and having the speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Usluk yadaka fi jaybik. O Musa, insert your hand in your jayb. Jayb is the upper part of the garment where the button stem is, that is regarded as the jayb. So some ulama have translated it as, insert your hand into your bosom, into your chest, through the jayb. Takhruj bayda'a min ghayri su. So what will happen is that the hand will come out and come forth white without any blemish. Sometimes the hand may be white because of vitiligo or other skin diseases. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies it that the hand will be white without any blemish. In other words, there will be no skin disease, there will be no illness that will create the whiteness of the hand. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْمُمْ إِلَيْكَ جَنَاحَكَ مِنَ الرَّهَبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and close towards you your sides, in other words your hand, that will free you from fear. And in this way Allah says, فَذَانِكَ بُرْحَانَانِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. And those are the two signs from your Rabb towards Fir'aun and the chiefs or the courtiers of Fir'aun. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wa salam these two signs. One we discussed yesterday, and that is throwing down the asa, throwing down the staff which will become a snake. And secondly, the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. Certainly they are disobedient or transgressive people. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam now has been charged with the duty of going to Fir'aun to give the message. But obviously Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has some apprehensions, some concerns. The first concern that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam places in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the fact, the reason why he had left Egypt, and that was because of the murder of a person that had taken place. The warrant of arrest is out against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا. O Allah, from amongst them I had killed a soul, a person. فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. Then I fear that they will kill me. Second fear that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had, or concern that he had, was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a stutter, a stammer. He was not very clear in his speech, and we discussed this also, that in the childhood of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had placed a coal on his tongue, and that created that stammer in his speech. وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. So with regards to this concern, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam submits and petitions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brother Harun, he is more eloquent than me in language. فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدْعَ. Send him with me as a helper. Secondly, يُصَدِّقُنِي. He will also verify and testify to my nubuwat. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. Certainly I have the fear that the people of Fir'aun will belie me, they will call me a liar. And here Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam places in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the two fears that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had, or the two concerns that he had. And very, very important, the lesson that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam shows us is that there is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill, they had a concerns of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So he places this in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the constant dua that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam made to Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. And from here we learn a very, very important lesson, and that is we should also continuously petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseech Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala, continuously place our needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala will fulfill them. The response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ سَنَشُدُّ عَدُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ. Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala said that we will strengthen your hand through your brother. In other words, you have this concern that they will belie you, and your speech is of concern to you. So hence, when you have your brother with you, he will speak on your behalf when it is necessary. Secondly, he will also testify that you are a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence that will give you great strength. وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had made for you a sultan, our signs that we have granted you. فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا بِآيَاتِنَا. They will never be able to reach you because of our signs, that when these signs become apparent, there will be none of them that will be able to harm you. And we see one Musa and one Harun that had faced Fir'aun and the courtiers of Fir'aun on all the many incidents from here onwards. And we will find that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam remained untouched. There is this warrant of arrest, but that did not concern Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and it didn't become an issue thereafter. He faced Fir'aun, he fulfilled the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala had granted him the strength. Antuma wa mani taba'akum al-ghalibun. The two of you and those who follow you will be always predominant. In other words, will always overpower them because of the signs that Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala has given. So the simple message here that we get is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also charged us with duties and responsibilities. Duties and responsibilities in delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in practicing our deen. And so long as we do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always keep this ummah dominant. The day we forgot these responsibilities and these duties, we will find that the ummah goes through crisis and difficulties. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.